This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved increase in minimum support prices, MSP, for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
किसानों के लिए आज एक बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया.
Today a major decision was taken for farmers for all kharif crop. The MSP has been fixed at cost plus 50% or even higher. With this decision, farmers will receive a total payout of 2,60,000 crore rupees. The annual kharif procurement for this year will be 824 lakh metric tons.
Kharif procurement hoga 824 lakh metric tons.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme aims to incentivize new surface coal and lignite gasification projects for production of syngas and its downstream products, targeting gasification of approximately 75 million tons of coal and lignite. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved Ahmedabad Sarkhej Dholera semi-high-speed double-line project with a total cost of nearly 20,667 crore rupees. Addressing media, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said it will be Indian Railway's first semi-high-speed project planned with indigenously developed technology. The project will be completed up to 2030-31. The Union Cabinet has also approved upgradation and modernization of Nagpur International Airport through long-term license involving private partner under public-private partnership. In Maharashtra, Pune Police has detained a woman in connection with the NEET paper leak case. City Police Commissioner Amitesh Kumar said the woman was detained from Bibwewadi area and was handed over to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, after initial questioning. A magistrate's court in Mumbai has also granted a two-day transit remand of NEET paper leak accused Shubham Kernar to the CBI. Crime Branch Unit 2 of Nasik Police had detained Kernar yesterday. Following a request from Rajasthan Police, he was produced before a magistrate's court where the CBI sought his transit remand so that he could be taken to Delhi for further investigation. The court agreed and sent Kernar to 2 days' transit remand. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today announced the Class 12 board examination results. Students can check their result on the official website, DigiLocker and Umang app by mentioning their roll number. This year, the CBSE Class 12 exams were conducted between February 17th and April 10th for lakhs of students across science, commerce and humanities streams. Punjab School Education Board, PSEB, has also announced the results of Class 12th board examination. According to PSEB Chairman Amarpal Singh, a total of 2,65,417 from 3,817 schools in the state appeared for the examination. Out of these, 2,42,755 candidates cleared with a pass percentage of 91.46. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested wanted narco-terrorist Iqbal Singh, alias Shera, after successfully securing his extradition from Portugal. Following prolonged diplomatic and legal efforts, NIA said the wanted Hizbul Mujahideen-linked narco-terrorist was taken into custody on arrival at Delhi airport and has been arrested in a park-backed narco-terror case. Senior officials from Iran, Kazakhstan, Nigeria and Uzbekistan have arrived in New Delhi to attend the two-day BRICS foreign ministers' meeting beginning tomorrow. Air India has decided to reduce international flights, temporarily suspending services on some overseas routes. The decision has been taken in the wake of airspace curbs and high jet fuel prices. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Raipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.